see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I were somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Lewiston, Maine, welcoming President Biden and the First Lady on Friday as they came to pay their respects to the 18 people killed in last week's mass shooting. Lewiston resident Jody Ramos spent Friday morning tying white ribbons to poles around town as part of the president's welcome.
This is just a really important time for all of us in the community to come together and work together to try to work through this mass shooting and how much it's affected our community.
Biden called for Congress to act on gun reforms. Israel dismissing calls from Secretary of State Antony Blinken to allow a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there won't be a ceasefire until all of the hostages held by Hamas are released. Authorities in Cincinnati, Ohio, investigating a shooting Friday night that left one person dead and five others hurt. Police say some of those injured were minors. Helicopters and ground troops rushing to help people hurt in a powerful earthquake that struck northwestern Nepal. At least 128 people dead. This is ABC News. A landmark prison sentence in California as a man is going to prison on a murder conviction for giving a pill to a woman who ended up dying of a fentanyl overdose. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
In what's being called a landmark case here in California, Vincent Romero will be heading to prison for 15 years for the fentanyl-related murder of a 26-year-old woman 3 years ago. Police in California are beginning to treat fentanyl overdoses like murder cases, and in Riverside County, they filed murder charges against Romero for supplying fentanyl that killed the woman named Kelsey King. The DA in Riverside County saying drug-induced homicide is homicide. Romero allegedly admitted to police that he knew how dangerous fentanyl was at that time. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Authorities say a man is in custody in connection with attempting to drive through the gate of a nuclear power plant in South Carolina. Authorities say there was no evidence this incident was connected to domestic terrorism. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. Temperatures near average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 19 overnight. We should top off around 41 tomorrow. Lows level off around 26 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 21.
Last call I thought I'd give. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again.
We made out. Country.
On the way. Midland's got some drinking problems this weekend. I might have some of that as well, but first it's Sam Hunt and Outskirt.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old Round Belleville Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down. Out here on the outskirts.
get them baptized back in our day. If I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. Got all money, baby, we were that close. Ditching uptown, putting roots down, out here on the outskirts.
At 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
What I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life. You and me together till the day I die. I'm all yours if you're all mine. Baby, you're all mine. Now, baby, look at you. You're my wildest dream. I can give it all up. I still have everything. But when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose.
So what kind of winter is this country in for? It's Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. You might need somebody to snuggle with. The season's first snows have frosted the Rocky Mountains, the Great Lakes, and New England so far, resulting in the most extensive early November snow cover in two decades. So does that mean the rest of the winter is going to be worse? I had read something that said it's not going to be as bad, and that's what I'm going to go with. I don't want to go with that it's going to be worse. I'm going to go with that it's going to be better.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Mama, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy. He'll blow a fuse. No right from wrong. It ain't what you think.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
It's been a wreck, me, we, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets, and you and me working.
I got
Jordan Davis with Tucson Too Late, a guy in Connecticut must be late for work all the time. So he came up with a brilliant idea. So he thought he put fake police lights on his car so he could beat the traffic, get to work faster. However, that's not legal. He was pulled over, and now he's facing charges for impersonating a police officer, which that's not a good thing. Shouldn't do that. Mental note, don't do that.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. Temperatures near average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 19 overnight. We should top off around 41 tomorrow. Lows level off around 26 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 20.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Loaded gun. My mind, son.
Stapleton off his album Higher. That one's called White Horse. Before that, Kelsey Ballerini, If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too. Arthur Graham is going down. There's a lot of weird people in this world. And I don't know if you saw the one of my favorite movies, Silence of the Lambs. Do you know who Jamie Gumm is? Yeah, what Jamie Gumm did. Well, this Alaskan man named Arthur Graham, he's arrested for sending a U.S. senator terrifying death threats saying he wants to wear her skin as clothes. Another Jamie Gumm there.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But when the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. It won't get to me.
And the sun's shining, this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one I love beside me, my troubles behind me. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me? Across her pretty knees, she's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun's shining, and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee.
Sight. want you. No, I just want you.
Trying flashback.